We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It is a pleasure, or my pleasure right now, to welcome in a guy I haven't talked to in quite some time, but it's going to be great to hear his voice. He was all the bits that you heard Don Imus do over the years. Many or most of them came from the pen and the mind of one Charles McCord, who was Imus's longtime sidekick. And Charles joins us on The Fan this Saturday morning. Charles, Ed Coleman here in New York. How are you?
Big Eddie, how the heck are you?
I love hearing that voice, I'll tell you. And you sound the same, which is great. I am fine. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing absolutely just fine. As was everybody, but particularly maybe me, having spent 41 freaking years with that crazy man sitting at his side, and the poor guy, he had long time health problems, as you know, but particularly with his battle against prostate cancer, which he did so well with, because mainly because of the dedication and commitment, research and knowledge and sheer will of his wife Deirdre, who brought him through that and treated him with alternative methods that worked, for crying out loud. It wouldn't be the prostate cancer that eventually did him in, but that stupid lung thing. You know, he had been injured in a mining accident 1,000 years ago when he worked in a uranium mine.
Back in Arizona, right?
And there was some kind of a collapse. He broke two legs and it caused a lung collapse. So he already had some sort of predisposal to lung problems. Then he got thrown from that freaking horse. I can't remember the horse's name. Something like Destiny. That in 2000, and that it broke ribs. It exacerbated his lung problems, and he struggled with that. Of course, since he smoked like a freaking stovepipe for too many years, and I was concerned about this for a long time, and but good grief, he. Because of Deirdre, I think he lived to be 79 years old, defying all the odds. So, what an extraordinary individual that we and certainly radio history has lost here, for sure.
No question. How did Charles? How did you two get together? How did you originally get together?
Well, I went from Washington D.C. to WNBC in New York at the same time, generally same time that he came there from Cleveland and was hired by WNBC, and I was doing morning news, and he became the morning jock, and we met and joined at that point, and as much as I tried to get away from him, we were never separated.
I used to marvel because I'd come into work, and now here is Charles. He's sitting there. I guess, can I call them granny glasses? They were kind of down on your nose, like we all wear glasses, these days. But here's the guy.
Eddie,
go ahead.
Remember, I'm now older than metamorphic basalt at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. So, yes, you can refer to them as granny glasses.
But I walk in, and here is this dapper guy. He's a very, Charles, extremely very good-looking guy, and, I would say conservative-looking, okay? The mustache, but conservative-looking. And it always used to amaze me. I'd look at you and banging away on the typewriter, and I'm saying, all these warped things are coming out of this guy's mind that are going on the air later on with Ibis. And it was always such a dichotomy to me that it worked out the way it did, but you were brilliant at it, absolutely brilliant at it.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I'm warped. I'm warped, Big Eddie Coleman. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, hey, you had to be warped to sit with that guy for 41 freaking years. But believe me, I was honored to have had that position with that guy on that program, which became such an important program.
Oh, God.
Yeah, literally, yeah. In broadcasting, in the history of broadcasting, you know, it gave rise to what you're doing right now. Sports radio wouldn't have existed.
Yep.
The Fan wouldn't have existed had it not been for Imus being there in the first place. So, I mean, that was one of the things that he birthed, actually, was among many things. That was sports radio, and eventually Big Ed Coleman, and Francesa, and everybody else.
I was talking about that before, and the debt, the gratitude that we owe Donnie. I was referring to. I worked for an outfit, John Channon, who originally founded FAN, also tried to get Enterprise Radio, which was back in 1981 going, and I worked for John then. That failed miserably.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was no morning program. There was nothing to highlight the kind of, you know, the day that would be forthcoming. And I'm as,
yeah.
You know, despite all the stuff that you guys would rain down on sports and poo-poo and, you know, this is the silliest, you know, this is the play yard, the recess time or whatever, you guys built up the day incredibly. And as one of my guests said before, the earning part of the day is now done. I forget how Don used to put it, but you know
we now return you to your regular schedule.
Exactly,
which will be penniless or something like that.
Exactly, which was very true at the time until things picked up. That's for sure. But you guys did a great work of laying the foundation for us, and now we have an incredible debt of gratitude to Don and you and everybody else.
Big Ed, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did you just say poo poo a few minutes ago?
I did, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Can you say that on the radio anymore?
God.
I don't know.
We're going to wash your mouth out. It's like the I-Man got, you know, all the controversy that he got into over the Rutgers thing and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
But one thing I have been literally appalled by in looking at some of the posts and stuff on what did Bush call it? The interweb.
Yeah, the interweb.
That, you know, some of the controversy and some of the vile things people are saying. I mean, good grief, give it a rest.
Yeah.
Everybody, I don't want to get into the controversy, and I'm not going to, but I just wanted to say that people can be so embittered and so cruel at such an inappropriate moment. For God's sake, people, shut up. Let the man rest in peace, particularly if you look at the other side of the Imus ledger and the things that he did for philanthropy and for the Tomorrow's Children's Fund and the money he raised for veterans and stuff. And you want to call him a racist? You know who his other kid is?
Yes.
Who his adopted son is, Big Eddie Coleman?
Zachary Don Cates, correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Zachary Don Cates.
Yep.
One of the Tomorrow's Children's Fund kids came to the ranch 10 years old. A few years later, in the 2010 area, he would be adopted by Don to join Wyatt Imus as Don's other son.
Mm-hmm.
And that crazy nut, Zachary, what did he do? He goes into the Navy, becomes an F-18 Growler fighter pilot, and is having to return from overseas duty right now. He's a lieutenant to join the Imus family, you know, and whatever they're going to do. I don't know what their planning arrangements are, but I've read that it's going to be a small memorial service.
Yep.
But, you know. I just wanted to say that.
No,
very unfair and uncalled for to be berating this guy over something that he made. A 50-year radio career, and you know how much time that represented out of 50 years, that infamous statement?
Mm-hmm.
About 11 to 15 seconds.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, come on.
You know,
I'm sorry. I'm on a rant. I'm known for my rant.
Yes. Yes, you are. You know, I mentioned this before. There were so many guests that he had, the McCains and, you know, Russerts and people like that. But I was always struck by, and it kind of dovetails into what you were saying about what he accomplished. And occasionally, yeah, did you go over the line? Yes, he did. Jeff Greenfield was asked one time about Imus, and he said he's out there talking in public over the radio or TV, whatever it may be, the way most of us talk when we're not in public. And that's why he was who he was. You know, he said things that, you know, others were either afraid to or, you know, politically correct, whatever you want to call it. He just went out and did it.
No, you're right. Yeah. And I mean, and who among us, let he who's without sin cast the first stone, who among us hadn't said something that they regret? I mean, that was particularly repugnant at that moment. But good grief, he apologized for it and apologized for it, and he was sincere. I knew this guy. We grew up together, Eddie. Actually, he and I, and from our 20s on. Mm-hmm. And I knew him as intimately as anybody, and perhaps more than most. And if there's one thing that Don Imus was not, it was a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say crappy stuff? Yeah, now and again, he did. But by golly, in his heart, he was anything but. He was the complete antithesis of whatever racism is. That wasn't the Imus. Absolutely not.
I totally agree with that. I've called him an equal opportunity offender, which, you know, I think is fair. That's fair, and I think Don would appreciate that. All I know is that the type of person he was. Both my parents passed away when he was doing his morning show, and I remember each and every time he came to me and express condolences, and you know, it was not something cursory either. It was meant, and he was special in that regard.
Did the same for me when my father passed and my mother passed, mm-hmm. and I had to go, you know, join the family, and that never at the end, take all the time you need, do whatever you want to do, and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
So and that's the way he was to anybody. Particularly among people who were closely associated with him, but he genuinely, I saw Hannity said he had a heart of gold, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
All there is to it, he did.
You know, I said before, Charles, and you're part of this as well, too, there were times that he made you laugh, the times he made you cry, there were times he made you angry, but
yep.
The thing I remember the most is were the times that he made you think. He made you think of, you know, the other side, the other point of view, the other alternative. And you were part of this, too, because you wrote and you, you know, took part in the skits and all that stuff. But that was very important to me. It took some time for me to get acclimated to it, but I realized, you know, what you guys were trying to do. And and it worked out. It worked out fabulously. It really did.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And like I say, it was a privilege and an honor to do duty with John Donald Imus. No doubt about it.
What are you doing these days? Tell me, you're retired now. You're fully retired. What are you doing? What are you up to?
I'm sorry, I cannot disclose that information in the interest of national security. You'll have to get that information on your own. Try Googling it. No, I'm retired, and just you should see me. I'm sitting here with a cup of coffee. I got a donut in my bathrobe and some kind of pajamas and blue puffy kind of looking house shoes.
That's how you came to work. That's how you used to come to work.
No, but that's how he did for a long time. Oh my God! I swear, I remember WNBC when he would show up not infrequently. In a bathroom.
Yeah.
In the morning. Oh, my God.
The characters that must have come through at that point in time with Kinky and everybody else had to.
Yeah, Kinky Friedman.
Yeah, that had to open your eyes at that point in time, I would imagine.
Yeah. Oh, and Belushi, when we were at NBC, and Belushi would come down from Saturday Night Live and some of those crazy characters. Oh, my Lord. Come down, you know, to our studio. They were on. they were on like on the seventh floor, and we were on the second floor in WNBC at Rockefeller Center.
Mm-hmm.
And people have said you should write a book, and I said no, I don't dare.
I understand. I understand. When you heard the news, what thought came into your mind when you heard that Don had passed?
Well, you know what? I thought about it, and I thought, my God, he's just 2 years old. I told you he's older than Basalt. He's just 2 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And your mortality hits you right freaking in the face like a snow shovel.
Okay.
Because I didn't really expect it, but in a way I knew that, many years he had been on supplemental oxygen when he had to. And even on the air, Eddie, we would go to a commercial break, and he'd say, Chucker, I can't get my breath. I can't get my breath.
Wow.
And so I knew that that stuff was there. But at that moment, with a guy who you had spent that many years together and had been that intimately involved in, it just it still was a shock. It still mm-hmm. stunned. But you know where I was when I I got a message from Bobby Gelb.
Okay.
And yep. It just said that Imus had passed, RIP. Mm-hmm. I was in the parking lot of a Walmart in Harrison, Arkansas, helping some older fellow load 55-pound pallets of water into the back of his pickup truck. And it didn't even faze me. I've been so blessed with good health, it's ridiculous.
That's
but
great.
I just thought about the juxtaposition of Don dying,
mm-hmm.
and here I am helping a guy load 55-pound pallets of water into his, slinging them into the back of a pickup truck like I was 25. I don't know. It's crazy. But I was, I'm deeply distressed and deeply saddened, and praying obviously for Deidre and Wyatt mm-hmm. and Zach. All his daughters,
right,
Ashley,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Nadine, Tony, and Elizabeth, and I also thought about his brother Fred when that was.
Yes, yeah.
Boy, I tell you, since that was so unanticipated when Fred passed.
Yes, yeah.
It hit awfully hard. It
yeah,
really did.
That had to really be a blow to him, because Fred was he was just a down home people.
Almighty, did Donald adored that guy so yeah. much. It was just unbelievable. Great guy.
No, tremendous guy. I think there was when if Don was looking down, watching you load those pallets of water, there's a wry smile on his face, and I guarantee you, what you're doing, you idiot. What are you?
That's right. Yeah, you son of a. Here I am dead, and you're throwing. Shut up! Get out of here.
Hey, Charles, it is
great.
It's great to hear your voice. I'll tell you, I learned so much from you and from Don, and it was my privilege and pleasure to work with you or just be around you guys during that time. And I know a huge reason I'm still here and this radio station is still here is because
yeah.
of you and because of Don and the whole troupe, your troubadours. In the morning, it's
Bernie and Robbie and everybody,
Lou and all of them. We owe an incredible debt of gratitude to all you guys.
I appreciate it. You mean we didn't corrupt you, Eddie?
Oh, you did a pretty good job of that. Yeah, you did.
We tried our damnedest. I know you did.
You did a good job. You did your work. That's for sure. You didn't fall short. It's great to hear your voice. It's great. You sound the same. And I'd love to see you one day. But I'm just glad that that I'm talking to you. And I know it's a sad time with Don passing.
Yeah.
But, it is, it's great to hear your voice, and it's great to share reminiscences with you about.
Well, Eddie, I appreciate your generous words and the opportunity. This is the first time I've been on a radio station since I retired.
Wow.
This is my first words with Eddie Goldman.
I'm honored. In that regard, I'm honored. But listen, get out of the bathrobe at some time today and stop eating donuts, okay? Please?
I will. I will. And God bless the memory of John Donald Imus.
Thank you, Chuck. Thanks very much, Charles. I appreciate
it. And thank you, Eddie. Talk to you later.
Okay. You got it, Charles. See you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.